Seems like the Lord wants to do some things here tonight, so we'll just try to continue in that direction. Amen. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to James chapter 1, please, tonight. We'll be very quick. If you'll give me about 20 good minutes, I'll try to hurry up and preach my introduction. I ain't going to get caught in a lie this early. Amen. Isn't it good to be in church?
Yeah.
Hey, aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, it just gets gooder and gooder, don't it? Amen. I appreciate the Lord saving me. I know me. I wasn't worth saving. Amen. But God is good in spite of us. Amen. Now, look with me, please. I want to show you something here in God's Word. I believe it will be a help to you tonight. And I know that there's probably three or four or five scholars in here, and I'm sure you're going to correct me before I get out the building, but at least I'll get to say what I got to say. Amen. And so let me just show you what I believe will be a help to you tonight in James chapter 1. And I want to begin reading in verse number 12. I realize, you know, dispensationals and all that. I understand that. I teach that at my church. And divisions and all that. I know who James is talking to. And so just bear with me for a few minutes. Amen. And look with me, please, at chapter 1 in verse number 12. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." Now we realize that God did tempt Abraham to take his son, but that was to do right, not to do evil. Amen. And so God is not tempted with evil, and he neither tempts man with evil. And the Bible says in verse 14, now watch it now, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Amen. And we'd have to say amen. Amen. I mean, when sin... Now listen, can I say something to you tonight? Would you agree with me tonight that that sin don't just happen?
Amen.
Amen. It don't just pop up and bite us. Amen. It don't just jump out of nowhere. I mean, sin don't just grab us. Amen. It don't just show up and beat our door down. Sin is a product of something else.
Amen.
Are we all right so far? Anybody need a baby aspirin? Amen. Everybody all right? Take a nerve pill. We'll be finished in a few minutes. The Bible says every man, when he's drawn away of his own lust. Now listen, do you realize when you're born into this world, every person that's born, every single one is born with a lustful desire. It's in us. We have a desire for wickedness. We have a desire to do wrong. We have a desire for ungodliness and worldliness. Amen. It's just something. We're born in the image of Adam. Amen. A living body, a living soul, and a dead spirit. We're born that way. The Bible says God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. How can you do it if your spirit's dead?
Amen. And so, we agree tonight. First of all, sin don't just happen. Amen. Are you with me? Is that all right? Have I messed anything up yet? Sin don't just happen. Would you agree with me tonight? That everybody is filled with lust. Amen. I mean, we're born with it. Listen, how many of you have gardens? Anybody plant a garden this year? There's a few hands going up. You better get it while you can. Obama's not going to let you plant one. Amen. You better enjoy reaping the harvest while you can. So pretty soon the government's going to tell you not to plant anything. Hello. I'm trying to help you. Amen. I'm just saying, listen, some of you's got gardens. Amen. Now I want to ask you a question. How many of you in your garden this year planted Johnson grass? How many of you planted some thorns? Amen. I mean, a garden wouldn't be a garden without thorns. Amen. Anybody plant thorns? Anybody plant any weeds in your garden? I'm not talking about that kind of weed. Amen. I mean, anybody plant any thorns? Anybody plant any weeds? Anybody plant any Johnson grass? You say, hey, why didn't you, amen? You don't have to. It springs up on its own, amen. And listen, you're born with lust. You're born to do wrong. You're born to wickedness, amen. You're born to hate the things of God. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Now listen, you understand, sin don't just happen. Amen. Listen, there's got to be a conception. Amen. Two things have to come together. You know why you're here today? Because mom and dad came together and she conceived. And you're a product of that conception. Are you with me? Amen. I might get off in left field, so stay with me. I mean, you're a product. You're a product of that conception. Are you with me? Can you give me a Presbyterian nod? Amen. Is that all right? And so, listen, can I ask you a question? Did you have anything to do with your first birth? You didn't even have to think about it, did you? Boy, there's idiots born every minute. Idiots born. Some of us just open our mouth and reveal it sooner than others. Amen. But you agree with me. You didn't do anything. You didn't have a say-so in it. You didn't decide, I'm going to be born. How can you have a say-so in your second one? Amen. It's God's decision. It's not your decision. It's God that decides. Hey, listen. You know what religion is tonight? Religion is man's attempt to get to God. And Christianity is God's attempt to get to man. Are you with me? Don't look at me like I'm loony. I'm not a Calvinist. Amen. I'm just trying to help you. You know, it's not by works of righteousness. Amen. For by grace are you saved. Through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. You see, but we still got this problem. We were born with this desire to do evil. We were born with this desire to do wrong. It's called lust. Now listen, can I help you? Lust by itself can hurt nothing. Are you listening? Lust by itself can do absolutely nothing. And so we have that desire. How many of you know, when you got born again, God gave life back to a dead spirit? Amen. And God put His Spirit in you, crying, Abba Father. In other words, the moment you get saved, you're a new creature. The moment you get saved, you got a new man on the inside. You got somebody inside of there that loves God, that loves church, that loves the things of God. Are you with me tonight? Amen. But lust is not dead. Lust is still there. Lust is not abolished when you get saved. My flesh is not dead. My flesh is just as wicked as it's always been. Come on, I'm trying to help you, amen. And so, lust can do nothing by itself. Sin don't just happen. Would you agree with me? We're all born with lust. Hey, you don't have to teach a baby how to lie. Amen. You don't have to teach them how to con anybody. They know how to do that. You got to teach them how to do right. You got to train them how to live for God. You don't have to train them how to be evil. Amen. It's instilled inside of them. Hello, I'm trying to help you. And so we got lust. Amen. It's already there. And then, not only do we have lust, but on the outside, we've got temptation. Amen. I'm getting somewhere. Will you stay with me? What happens is everything's fine until that temptation gets together with lust. Until that lustful man is thrown away and enticed. Is that all right? Amen. Now listen. So we see now that produces sin. I'm trying to show you where sin comes from. How can you combat anything you don't know where it comes from? You don't know how it got here. How are you going to get rid of it? Hello? Listen, sin is a product of lust and temptation coming together. Amen. And them two conceive, and you got sin. Anybody need to get their notes on it? Amen. Wasn't that hard, was it? Lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin. Amen. So now we know where sin came from. And then sin, when it is finished. You know why you're still sitting here? Because sin ain't finished yet. But it's going to finish. You just give a few more days or a few more hours or maybe a few more months or a few more years and sin will finish in your life. Hello? I'm just trying to help you, amen. And so lust and temptation comes together and those two bring forth sin. Amen. Now, I'll give you this and I'll quit. Think about this tonight. I want you to let it sink in just for a minute. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Didn't he? What's the rock? Peter wasn't the rock. Amen. I don't think Peter ever went to Rome. Hello? But Jesus said, upon this rock, I will present, future. Amen. Down the road, I will build my church. Are you with me? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, I thought about that. I thought about now we got lust over here, and we got temptation over here, and we got sin is the product of lust and temptation coming together. But now we still got a problem. How do you get lust introduced to temptation? It's got to come through the gates. You know what? There's about five gates. Amen. And those gates are what allows temptation to come in and conceive with lust. Are you listening to me? You know what those are? Those are the gates of hell. Now, I know that's stretching a little bit, but it'll work all right for a spiritual application, amen. I'm telling you tonight, hey, you know what that mouth is? It's set on a fire of hell. It's a gate of hell. And you open that mouth enough, and brother temptation will take over it, amen. Hey, do you want to know why? Listen to me, young people. Do you want to know why tonight the independent Baptist preach so much about standards and right living, amen. Can I tell you? Because if you don't, temptation and the things of this world are going to come in those gates. Listen to me. Your lust can do nothing by itself. Your lust is helpless by itself. But until we allow. Wonder why David said, I'll set no evil thing before my eye. Hello? I didn't get saved till late in my life. Later on. I ain't going to tell you how long, but later. Amen? Don't misunderstand what I'm telling you. I'm ashamed of every minute I spent without God. I'm ashamed of every minute I spent without Jesus Christ. I'm ashamed of every day that I went without the songs of Zion. I'm ashamed of every minute I went without church, without Sunday school, and without the things of God. I'm ashamed of my life before I met Him. You say, preacher, what's wrong with that life? Well, during that time, I opened up my gates to the things of the devil. Listen, how many of you believe God's called me to preach? Amen. Amen. How many of you believe God called Brother Charlie to preach? Amen. Three less than me, brother. Listen, I guarantee you, Brother Charlie could tell you tonight, and some of these other preachers, before I got saved, I spent my time listening to the wrong music. I spent my time looking at the wrong trash and filth. I spent my time letting things in these gates that never should have came in these gates. Can I help you? Can I tell you? They're there and they ain't coming out. They didn't die just when I got saved. You know what the devil does? You know something, young people? I can't hardly memorize a scripture in my King James Bible. My mind is so bad, I can't hardly remember a scripture when it's hard to memorize the scriptures of God. But sometimes the devil will get me up in the morning and break one of them records off in my mind. And it plays over and over and over and over all day long in my mind. And if I'd have just never let it in, you don't have to taste whiskey. You'll never crave whiskey. You'll never starve for whiskey until you open up your mouth gate and let it come in. You know what it's like to try to get those songs of Zion to play in your mind, and all you can get is songs of Zeppelin? You know what it's like to try to get those good old songs of the church to play over in your mind and sing them about Jesus and sing about the cross, sing about the blood, and all you can sing about is George Jones and Tammy Wynette and all that kind of... Hey, that's out of pits of hell! Hey, you know what happened? One day, I opened my ear gates to the world, to temptation, and it came in, and it will not leave! You see, did I mention sin don't just happen? You don't have to sin. Hello? Are you still a sinner? You got to get saved. Listen, you can choose not to smoke. You can, hey, with Christ, you can make the right. You know what I'm saying tonight, folks? I'm telling you, the only reason independent Baptists preach standards is to keep you away from the temptations. To keep those things away from your gates. Hello? Because if we can keep them away from your gates, you won't have to worry about it becoming sin. What we do is, we've got this lustful desire, and bless God, we're going... Now listen. When you get born again, you become a new creature. and you got a new man in there, and that new man wants God. You know what you are? You're schizo. You're a schizophrenic. You're a Jekyll and Hyde. Amen. I'm just trying to help you, amen. I mean, one minute you over here shouting and praising God, and the next minute you're over here singing the honky-tonk blues. Why is that, preacher? One minute you want to put on a suit and tie and go to Sunday school. Next minute you want to drop your drawers down there and walk all over town like you're somebody. Everybody can see your boxers showing, amen. What makes a boy do that? What makes a man do that? What makes a young girl do the stupid things that they do, amen? It's because they allow their lust to be intertwined with the temptation of the world through hell's gates. And all you have to do is close them off. I asked a young fellow at the church one time about some old things. I asked one of them, I said, you know who Howdy Doody is? There's a young fella in our church, so help me. He must have 10,000 freckles on his face. I mean, just some of you don't know what I'm talking about. I said, boy, have you checked your email? Why, preacher? Because Howdy Doody's called you and he wants his freckles back. Some of them. And you know what? He sat there and went, what you mean, preacher? Yeah. Amen. I said, forget it. Amen. You know why? He didn't know who it was. Amen. You don't have to know who liquor is. Amen. You don't have to know what a harlot is. Amen. You don't have to know what a prostitute is. Amen. Are you listening to me? You don't have to allow, hey, you don't have to sit there and be a stinking zombie and allow that television to program your mind all day long. You know it's a fact that a computer can do absolutely nothing on its own. Did you know that? It can't even do nothing out of the box, can it, brother? You know what you have to do? You have to program it. Amen? That's what a computer, it'll do nothing. Can't do nothing. And then all it'll do when you program it is what you program it to do. And some of you boys, you sit there and you watch them stinking programs. Day in and day out. Are you listening to me? And you know what they're doing? They're programming your mind. Well, if it wasn't for TV, you wouldn't know what to do. They're programming us to do those things that the world bids us to do. Are you listening to me? So how do I fix it, preacher? Shut your gate. Guard your gates. Just put up bars in your gates. I'm not looking at that. I'm not listening to that. I can choose not to listen to that. You know what they do nowadays? You can't even go into a fast food joint and eat. I sat down in a stinking Burger King one day with my wife across the table, and I could not carry on a conversation with her. Blah, 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 blah. Just blaring in our ears. I walked up to the desk, the register. I said, ma'am, I said, would you turn down the music? We're not allowed to touch it. That's pretty stinking sad when you make enough money to flip burgers, but they won't let you turn a knob. Listen, folks. You know, you say, what'd you do, preacher? We walked out. We chose not to listen to it. See, listen to me. Is this too hard? Is it?
If you don't let it come in, it won't be there. Can you say, duh? 2 + 2 = 5. If you guard the gates, folks, if you just guard them, you know what? You don't have to grow up and give your body away to young men. If you just make up your mind, I'm guarding my gates. I'm not going to be enticed by the wickedness of this world. I'm not going to be enticed by television. Ain't nobody going to tell my gates what they can and cannot do. I'm going to just bar them up for Jesus. I think I'll just save them for God. And the only reason you got the problems, listen to me, the only reasons you got the problems you got right now in your life is because of gates that you've opened. Every problem we have tonight is because of gates we left open.